want to enhance your natural beauty, boost your lustful looks and self-confidence? Soft and quality wigs might be your answer. At Nelson's Dynasty, our wigs delicately embrace your head, giving you a heavenly experience. They are quality human hairs and brings out your queen beauty, stepping into every room with elegance and grace. Even more, she offers services in hair revamping, hair ventilating, hair coloring, wigging, hair styling, and online trainings. Distance is definitely not a barrier. She delivers nationwide. You can reach out via her Instagram handle at Nelson's Dynasty, or you can call the number 081-5407-6066.
Hello, good day, and welcome to Dairy Abyss Space. My name is Rita, and I am your host on today's episode. Please do well to follow Dairy Abyss Space and all podcasts, and also follow Vitox on my YouTube channel as well as other social media platforms. So today I have a privilege to be discussing on a topic I find very important, and I hope I get to educate whoever is listening to the sound of my voice. So today I'll be talking on a topic which is dealing with impossible reconciliations. When we talk of reconciliation, the general knowledge is the coming together of two people, probably a friendship or a relationship, to agree on what was formerly a disagreement or an argument over something or over issues in the union. Well, relationships could be either platonic, familial, or romantic, and this can be very, very challenging. Now, people get hurt, and it takes time and effort to build. If both people are committed, reconciliation is possible. Now, reconciliation is different from forgiveness. I think this is where we get it all wrong. Forgiveness takes not necessarily just one person to do. It just needs you to clear off your mind about somebody, about something, about an offense. But reconciliation deals with the two parties, the two people, the two individuals involved in a very issue, in that particular issue. Now, we talk about impossible reconciliations. This simply means issues that seem to be bigger or that you find difficult to handle, or you don't even know how to even go about them. I need to reconcile with this person. I need to reconcile with my friend about something that once happened, but I think it's impossible because I don't know how to go about it. Most times, it's just because we don't know how to go about it or how to even make the approach. What to do? How do we start? Well, I think first of all, we have to recognize that it is different from forgiveness, like I said. And also, if the other person is unwilling to speak with you about that situation, just give them the time and space. Like, don't force it, just give them time and space, and when they are ready, the reconciliation is much more easier and better that way. Also, you have to set realistic expectations. Of course, you don't expect the person to just bounce back to good talking terms with you while you guys fell out for probably a week or a month or sometimes even years. So you have to set realistic expectations, and also you have to set aside your ego. Some people go on and say, I want to reconcile over something, I want to reconcile, but then they go with their full bag of ego. Like, who does that? And then you'll be like, is this person really, really ready for a reconciliation, or he or she just came to just pour out his or a piece of mind to me and just let go? Also, evaluate the broken relationship. Of course, you cannot go for reconciliation and be like, okay, let's let bygones be bygones. There is no healthy reconciliation like that. In fact, I do tell people, are really coming to tell me, let's bygone be bygone, without actually trashing the main cause of the fallouts at the first place, then you're not ready to reconcile, because we have to know what went wrong and then have a proper dialogue and then decide to want to reconcile, because it takes two, like I said, to reconcile. Also, find common grounds. Listen to the other person's perspective. Just like I was talking about setting realistic expectations. Listen to that person's perspective. If you're coming to reconcile with somebody and all you want to do is talk and express yourself without actually listening to that person, it is no longer called, or it can no longer be seen or imagined as reconciliation. Also, lastly, I think apologize. No, I don't know. Not thinking. Apologize for what went wrong. Apologize for even if you did nothing wrong, even if you were the right one, you were perfect, and there you are with zero fault, I still think you should have blessed for what went wrong. So also, you cannot be heavy-hearted after reconciliation. If you say you've gone for reconciliation and you're still heavy-hearted, then what you did was just going to pause your peace of mind. There was no reconciliation. Like I said, it takes two people in agreement. You have to both agree to want to reconcile. You don't force it on the other person. You wait for the other person to be ready to want to have the conversation with you. So guys, I hope this was educative enough. Please, like I said, do well to follow Jerry Abbey on all social media platforms and all podcasts. And also give this podcast a review if you like this topic. And please do not also forget to follow me on my YouTube channel and on all other social media platforms. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye. I hope to do this with you some other time.